You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. I'm joined on the telephone this morning by Scott Thomas Anderson. Scott, the last time we spoke together was back in 2012. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've stayed busy.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Scott.
I'm an investigative reporter. I work most of Northern California, based out of Sacramento now, but I grew up in the Gold Country, and my first 5 years were working out in the Gold Country.
And a lot of Calaveras County experience.
Yes.
You are going to be speaking tomorrow evening in Angels Camp. What is the subject?
It's a talk about how the future of reading and writing is being affected by technology, particularly just sort of the way things are going in the digital age and the sort of societal threats that might come with that if we're not all aware of it.
Do you think there's going to be a great generational gap with given the way people write and talk?
There is a generational element to it, but I also think it's beyond that. I think it might cross all generations to some extent. I mean, I've been a newspaper and magazine reporter for 12 years, doing quite a bit of long-form literary journalism, creative nonfiction. So my whole world is come through the world of words, as true of many professions. And lately, I think it's clear that some elements of technology are affecting our communication habits in a very profound and accelerated way that we're not even entirely cognizant of yet. And that will have consequences for our reading, our writing, our comprehension, our cognitive abilities. You will see that happening to people of all ages right now. I mean, everybody's most worried about the youngest generation, but I think as a society, it's happening across the board.
Is almost all of this attributed to social media?
I think social media is a huge driver in it, yeah. But we're moving into a level of technological immersion that is, I would say, fundamentally altering the human experience on every level. But social media is the most obvious driver that's right in front of us.
There's things like Twitter, and they say you can't use a certain number of words, Snapchat, Instagram. What are going to be the negatives of effects, if any?
So what we have happening in real time is this almost addictive migration to these hyper-abbreviated platforms that you mentioned, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook blurbs, texting. And we're moving into societally full immersion. And there's just no way that doesn't change the way we think about the full power and usefulness of language. And with that comes the ability to be inventive, the ability to communicate with each other, and the level of communication. There's going to be a lot of downstream effects. And one thing I would point to someone like Tristan Harris, who was the lead ethicist for Google until recently when he parted ways with them. One thing he always points out is the people designing social media platforms and apps, they do, unlike doctors, they have no Hippocratic oath. They have no duty to do no harm. Their duty is just to move forward at the fastest pace possible and whatever addictive elements come with that, whatever downstream effects come with that, they don't have to think about it. So I think that means the rest of us do have to think about it. I think we need to start thinking about it now.
Because this will affect a person's long-term thinking or their ability to focus?
We have studies coming up right now that are suggesting that. We have studies that are coming up that are suggesting all different forms of addiction around various technologies, and it's not just with kids. It's with adults, too, and the time they spend connected to their various technological devices and social media platforms. But yes, in terms of like my talk about what it's doing to reading and writing, it is that hyper-abbreviated, extremely compressed pressure it puts on how people are communicating every day with each other through writing. And so the talk looks at what the consequences of that could be over the next few decades.
And you are going to be talking tomorrow night. This is completely free of charge. It is open to the public. So let's talk about where this is going to take place and what time.
It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. at the Manzanita Arts Emporium, which is on 1211 South Main Street in Angels Camp.
Scott, before I let you go, is there anything else you would like to add?
just want to make it clear that the talk is not completely negative, nor is it an ostrich head in the sand type talk. There's no way to put the genie back in the bottle in terms of the fact that we have these changes in the human condition that are happening at this accelerated speed with technology. That's not going to go away. So the talk is really going to focus on proactive things people can do to try to find balance for themselves and also help young people develop correctly with their reading and writing and comprehension. So it'll look at strategies for youth engagement, embracing the right kind of technology, how to support things like book culture, and ways people might work to bring literature back into the public sphere.
Sounds like it's going to be enjoyable and a positive experience. It is a free talk open to the public tomorrow night, 6:30, Manzanita Arts Emporium in Angels Camp. And we have been speaking with Scott Thomas Anderson. Scott, I will speak with you in another 8 years or so.
Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.